With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. It's a packed agenda today for legislators when the House of Parliament meets this afternoon. CIG TV's Kafar Augustin has more.
One of the headline pieces of legislation is the Administrative Appeals Tribunal Bill 2025. The proposed bill would create a single independent tribunal to hear appeals against a wide range of decisions made by government bodies. In simple terms, it would make the appeals process clearer, simpler, and more accessible to the public. If passed, residents who believe a government decision is unlawful, unreasonable, or unfair would have a defined legal pathway to challenge it. Importantly, decision makers would also be legally required to inform individuals in writing of their right to appeal. You can review the full draft bill by visiting gazettes.gov.ky.
You can tune into Breeze 105.3 FM to listen live or catch the replay right here on Radio K-Man after the 6 p.m. evening news starting at 7 o'clock. Organizers say the 2026 Inter-Secondary Track and Field Championships has delivered two exciting days of competition so far as student-athletes showcase their speed, strength, endurance, and determination on the track and in the field. Day one featured finals in the 5,000-meter and 400-meter hurdles alongside the 100-meter semifinals across all divisions from under 13 up to under 20. The afternoon session continued with 400-meter semifinals while field events including shot put, long jump, high jump, javelin, and discus saw, quote, impressive performances and early podium finishes. Day two maintained that momentum with a 3,000-meter finals and a full slate of 200-meter semis, followed by 800-meter finals across all divisions. The 4x100 relay semifinals brought, quote, energy and teamwork to the track, while additional field event finals and long jump, discus, and javelin highlighted the, quote, depth of talent across K-Man secondary schools. The championships continue today, and the finals are tomorrow. You've got an opportunity to get an up-close view on your wellness this weekend as Rotary Central hosts its island-wide free health screening event.
This is our 14th year of doing the health screenings here on island. We run two each year. The mini event is in November, and the major event is coming up in a few days' time this coming Saturday.
President Steve Tibbetts tells Radio K-Man the Blood Bank mobile bus will also be on site, giving you a chance to donate blood while you take advantage of the free health screenings.
On the mini event that we ran in November, we saw 154 participants across the three sites. And from that, more than a third of the people that came out indicated uncontrolled diabetes. That's quite a high number of people that didn't know they had an underlying condition. Had those people not have come for a free health check, it may have gone unchecked.
Screenings will be set up at Costulus, A.L. Thompson's, Foster's Airport, Savannah United Church, and East End Health Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Iran has continued to fire missiles across the region as it comes under intense attack from the United States and Israel. Missiles and drones targeting Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Iraq were shot down. In southern Lebanon, the Israeli military has warned residents of all towns and villages to evacuate ahead of expected military operations. A member of Iran's Assembly of Experts says they're close to choosing a new leader. The comment comes as funeral ceremonies for Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, have been postponed. International markets have reacted to the escalation in Europe. The FTSE in London edged up, and there was positive trading in Germany and France. But Asian stocks fell for a third day in a row. Crude oil prices rose, driven by the almost total closure of one of the world's most important oil shipping routes, the Strait of Hormuz. And an Iranian warship has sunk off the coast of Sri Lanka, with reports that the vessel was attacked. More than 30 Iranian sailors were rescued. In other news, a senior United Nations official has made a rare visit to Dilling, the capital of Sudan's South Kordofan state, which has been under siege for nearly 3 years. This is seen as a breakthrough for humanitarian access. The Court of Appeals in Athens has upheld the convictions of 42 defendants linked to Greece's neo-Nazi Golden Dawn Party. The verdicts covered crimes including murder and assault. That's the latest BBC News.